The Buddha pointed that out when he said, basically, he said, whatever you do, wherever you go, you will encounter the word used in the ancient scriptures is dukkha, which translates, usually people translate it as suffering, but it is, can also be translated as unsatisfactoriness, misery, unhappiness, discontent, suffering, dukkha. So Buddha said, wherever you go, whatever you do, you will sooner or later, and probably sooner rather than later, you will encounter dukkha, suffering, the unsatisfactoriness of this surface existence. And that was a very deep insight. Jesus had a similar insight. He said, do not seek your treasure. I'm not good at quoting, but more or less said, don't seek your treasure in the world where thieves break in and steal and rust consumes. Do not seek for your treasure in where thieves steal and rust consumes. What was he referring to? The surface level of existence, where things are subject to continuous impermanence. Another term the Buddha used. So if that is the total focus of your life, the world where there's always this gain and then this loss. And so he used this analogy. Jesus talked about thieves. They can take things away from you, but it's not necessarily a thief. It could be things you lose something. Life takes it away from you. And then rust and moth and rust consumes. Moths, they eat up garments, woolen garments, and rust, it consumes even the hardest metals, iron and steel, rust. So he's talking about, what is Jesus talking about? Exactly the same that the Buddha talked about, impermanence. The impermanence that governs this level of existence here. And so if you lose yourself in that, then you find suffering. But of course, most humans are lost on the surface level of existence. And however, miraculously, the suffering that then arises potentially can bring about an awakening to the deeper level of your identity. The suffering potentially is the awakener. That's why Guillaume said, there's no coming to consciousness without pain. And the Buddha the same, because the Buddha talked about the fact of dukkha, suffering in normal human existence. But then he also talked about the possibility of going beyond suffering, going beyond unhappiness, misery, unsatisfactoriness, because the Buddha also, I'm quoting the Buddha now again, he said, wherever you go, whatever you do, you'll find dukkha. Then he said, described his own teaching as, I teach suffering and the end of suffering. What does that mean? It means I show you how suffering arises unconsciously in yourself when you are lost. I'm adding this, when you are lost in the externals of life. I show you how suffering arises, and I can show you how it can end. So people talk about, when you look at Buddhism as an external observer, you think it's a pessimistic religion, but it's not. It shows you the possibility of living without suffering or unhappiness. It doesn't mean that you can still have some pain. The body can have pain. We're talking about psychological suffering, which is a burden that humans carry that is inseparable from the self that humans carry. So Buddha taught to come to the end of the ultimately illusory sense of self that is the human level. Illusory because it's fleeting. It's like a dream. Dreams come and go. They come, seem real, and then they dissolve again. And your life also, things arise, things pass away. Things arise, pass away. Human beings, when you reach a certain age, as I have, you experience more and more humans passing away around you that you knew, humans that you knew, suddenly they dissolve. The physical dissolves, they go like soap bubbles, they pop. If you could see a speeded up version of this room for the next, let's say we compress 80 years into 2 minutes in this room, and let's imagine everybody sitting here as a soap bubble, you would observe within the 2 minutes going pop, 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 pop. Pop, 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 pop. And 80 years later, there's maybe 5 or 6 left who haven't popped yet. So fleetingness and the impermanence, because when you are burdened, you live with the burden of this self, then the And this unsatisfactoriness is guaranteed. As I said, you have moments of great, it's great. You have moments when everything is fine and actually going quite well. Relationships, perfect. Great family, perfect. Great children, they're all doing well. They're healthy and doing really well. Wonderful place to live. Oh, it's great. I live in Florida. And lovely house, great. Work situation, all fantastic. Just every year, better, higher income. I'm now looking at a bigger house, building bigger house. Health situation, absolutely perfect. I only eat the best food and I exercise. It's not. I'm totally, absolutely, totally healthy. Everything is fine. Everything is fantastic. Just wait. And then we don't know where it will first start. Something will crumble. And sometimes several things crumble at the same time. And that's a great opportunity. Even one thing crumbling, losing all your money or something like that, great opportunity for awakening. Or relationship, terrible. Breakup of a relationship, or somebody close to you dies or is very sick. Things happen. These things happen, and they're inevitable. And there's an opportunity for when this realm becomes really unsatisfactory, not just in the minor forms of like a discontent that people sometimes carry around continuously at the back of their mind. There's some level of discontent or annoyance or a kind of residual unhappiness. I'm not happy with my life. That's all there. And then there are deeper, more acute forms of suffering and unhappiness. And those more acute forms are very helpful. When you no longer experience, when you experience this surface level as really unsatisfactory, then you suffer, that's the first thing. But then there's a possibility of going beyond suffering. Why? Because your sense of self becomes very unpleasant because it's being deprived of all the things that it had identified, or many of the things it had identified with. So you lose chunks of yourself because you've identified with those things and they're taken away. And then there's a possibility of going deeper, and suddenly, perhaps suddenly, while things have collapsed around you, suddenly you become aware of yourself in the present moment. Suddenly, there's an awareness that arises, and the stream of thinking that created, that was the unhappiness, subsides for a moment.